welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And once again, I go back to at least 5 years ago when we started talking with Patricia Gentile about COVID. It has been 5 years ago. OMG. I can't believe it's been that long, but it's been 5 years. And we have opened up a conversation 5 years ago. I'll never forget it. No one knew what PPP was. No one knew what EDIL was. Nobody knew what SBA. I mean, the amount of attention that we spent, no one knew what our rights were. We just nailed it and nailed it and nailed it week after week after week. The irony of this whole thing is that we now have something called DOGE. And I was watching last night Chris Cuomo and Tucker were at it, and it's just been so fun all week long. They've been at it, and I've been taping it and watching it when I can. There's so much division in this country. Do we want DOGE? And no, we don't want DOGE. And yes, we do want DOGE. And well, we're saving money, and look at the money that we're spending on condoms, and look at the stupidness that's happening in this country. And once again, how do we navigate these waters? How do we take this terrain that's been given to us and make sense of it? And how does it affect us? And that's why Patricia Gentile is here. And once again, we need your expertise as one of the few lawyers and CPAs in the country. You have a perspective. You have an inside scoop, by the way, to the IRS. You always have. This is what your practice has been about. And so please, there's so many changes and so much going on. And I just have to be upfront with you, Patricia. There are some friends of mine that are saying, why should we pay our taxes this year? I mean, why? This is so crazy what's happening. Is this where our money is going? And there are a lot of people that are very, very upset. So you need to clarify what's real, what's going on, what's happening with the IRS, all of those things. So breaking news, here you go. Let it rip, as they say.
Well, thank you, Frankie. I'm happy to be a part of this. I love what you just said in your monologue here. Let me just start with what's in the rear view mirror, except for one thing that I can think of in my area that I follow. What's not in the rear view mirror of the CARES Act that was passed in 2020 as a result of COVID, it's still ongoing, is what's called the employee retention credit that businesses had started to apply for at least 3 years ago now. And there was such fraud in these claims for ERC, as a lot of people know this, that the IRS had to issue a moratorium and on any further filings for months. And now they've come back up into processing, and the processing is really dragging out. And some people are getting their refunds. Some businesses are getting their refunds. Some businesses have been waiting for 15 to 18 months to even get processed. Others are getting notices saying, well, we want more documentation to support your claim. And bottom line, I've had to call in an expert who I had on my podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. Her name is Catherine Tindell, and she's an expert in this ERC. She's done webinars that IRS agents have called her up on the side saying they want to attend it about ERC. And I had her a year ago on. about the status, and she's coming at the end of this month back to do an update. So I want to mention that.
A lot of people thought this was a scam. A lot of people didn't realize they were eligible for this money because there was some questions about some people promoting it, if you remember, years ago.
Yeah.
And I had a friend that was going to get involved in it, and everybody was like, no, don't do it, because we don't know if it's legitimate or real or not. And so that being said, who is eligible for this money? And is it too late to apply for the money right now?
Yes, the window to apply for this ERC, Employee Retention Tax Credit, is closed. It's businesses, employers who retained employees during the COVID period of 2020 and 2021. And it's all around, based on your payroll records and a bunch of other rules around this, the maximum amount that a business could receive as a refund is up to, I believe it was 28,000 or 32,000. I just was looking it up recently to know the maximum amount per employee per each year, 2020 or 2021. Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot the exact maximum amount per employee. I want to say it's 28,000. So that was that. There's a lot of big money claims out there. But to move on to another thing that we reported on your show last week that changed right after we talked about it was the Corporate Transparency Act.
Right.
And that
I believe the deadline was coming up March 21st.
That act was passed. In that act, what was passed that we reported that there was a report called the BOI, which is the beneficial ownership information, beneficial ownership information report. It had to be submitted to the United States Financial Crime Enforcement Network, FinCEN, FinCEN.gov, and it's been litigated since 2021. So here's more of what's kind of lingering out since, 2020. And long story short, the courts have won, and even the Treasury Department stepped in on this and said, here's the release. The Treasury Department, we had our U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, announced that the Treasury Department is announcing today, this is their press release, with respect to the Corporate Transparency Act, not only will it not enforce any penalties or fines associated with the Beneficial Ownership Information Reporting Rule under the existing regulatory deadlines, but it will further not enforce any penalties or fines against the United States citizens or domestic reporting companies.
This is so crazy. So what you're saying is that deadline is irrelevant, and it's we don't need to do it now.
That's right. And that was from last week, right after we reported it all came down.
Seriously? Seriously. This is how fast and furious. Again, breaking news. My question to you, are we going to see more hiccups for the tax season before we're done April 15th? It's just sounds like this is one hand doesn't really know what the other hand is doing, and all of these things are starting to implode.
I was invited this past Friday to a live Zoom chat with a former IRS commissioner. His name is Charles Rettig. He was IRS commissioner from 2018 to 2022. So that would have been in the last 2 years of President Trump's first presidency and the first 2 years of former President Biden's term of office. And
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We have to take a break. I promise she will be right back. Patricia Gentile, fighting the good fight on our behalf, as you can hear and witness on her own podcast. She's coming on to talk with us until tax season is over. And if we need her more information to come down the pike, we will. NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. She also coaches and she's accessible. And she has a free consultation, and we'll tell you about that in a minute.